few trillion years.
Well, you're building roads, there's a lot of roads.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, well, I have a different attitude about it now. I realize it's all over. Instead of dealing with only one chair,
I'd like to talk to you now about the track map. There will be an issue of this map, many issues of this map, which will be printed and given to students of the summary course. There should be one of these maps for each preclear, because all this map contains is the standard incidence on the track, with side notations for each incident, which can be filled in for any one preclear. And it has an accompanying chart, which is an entity chart, so that you can keep track of your preclear. Now, this track map has notations on it to follow an electropsychometer so that it shows what you're doing and what you're getting charge on and so on. Now, you saw we had one preclear tonight who was a bit stuck on one incident. That incident was an explosion, an overt act, and a jam of one sort or other, and that was very sticky. So we weren't getting the rest of the track. Now, it's very interesting that somebody who's normally has always considered himself very stuck and so forth on the track, Maury gets the whole track without any difficulty, you see. In other words, his state of being is actually operating pretty efficiently in spite of occlusion and all the rest of this stuff. Now, this track map is used then in this fashion, that you make notations for each type of incident when you discover it on an E-meter. And then you have a notation on it whether or not you audited it out, or how nearly you audited it out, and what you audited it out of. See, that's quite important. It's important to keep, at this time, a check on your preclear. A careful auditor in the past, considering his preclear as just one entity, one being, had no great difficulty in keeping track. We knew that we'd run out the basic part of the bank or something of the sort. But this is a different situation. The situation is far more advanced, and its goal is much higher than any we have ever tried to attain. And you better keep track of what the track is like, how many beings are still, or how many entities are still there, how many of the joiners you've gotten out, and keep it straight, so that you know what's been audited and what isn't. Now, part of this, in a separate section of the track map, has to do with the between live sequence modern. Modern, the last 35,000 years. Some of us walked in rather curiously, I'm sure, and volunteered or something of the sort, and were held in pawn, and some sort of a sequence began to take place. This was in the effort to civilize and fix up Earth, somebody else's effort. Right here. We were working on this a little bit the other evening. By the way, when operating this machine, you should have your controls fairly well back when it's first turned on and so on. You put the cans in the pre-clear's hands, and then turn on your machine. Keep the needle from hitting the pin too badly. I think new machines will probably have cartridges in them that will blow a fuse, and so you have the difficulty of blowing a fuse, which will train you rather quickly. Of course, what's the matter? What'd you think of? Metaphor. Metaphor is back?
Yeah.
Not so good, is it?
Nope.
All right, look, we want to know particularly about the between live sequence.
Okay.
And immediately, he wants between live sequence, and look what a good preclear we have here. And the manifestation of the needle is flicking from the theta universe manifestation, which is a live swing, to the between live manifestation. Now there is a very, very nice theta universe manifestation. Now he's got the theta universe manifestation mixed up with the between lives manifestation.
I thought I'd get it this far to go.
Huh?
Not far to go,
huh? Right. Between lives. Actually, between lives, you can very easily take off of the theta universe, but you sort of close up on it. Now tell me, when you die,
normally when you die on Earth. Where do you go?
Mars.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice spot. Okay, let's put it down on the chart here. Here's Earth, and here is death. Okay, here is Mars up here, so you go flipping up here. Think everyone get there?
Nope.
Oh. Are you supposed to go there?
Yep.
You're supposed to go there. Are you supposed to remember that you're supposed to go there?
Nope.
But you're supposed to forget that you're supposed to
Supposed to remember, I'm supposed to forget.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. We hit that one on religion. Remember, must always remember. Kind of surprised when I found out what it was I was supposed to remember.
Uh-huh. Well, you're supposed to remember to forget,
yep.
Naturally. I mean, that's simple. Okay. When you got up there, the old days, when you got up there, did one of you still make this trip?
Nope.
Find a body there? Well, let's just talk about the good old days then, okay?
All right.
They're still there, by the way.
But, yep.
They're not in very good shape right now, are they?
Nope.
Okay. Now, this is Mars. Some people tell you it's Venus, and maybe there is a show going on in Venus, which does more or less the same thing. No. Is there a show going on in Venus?
It was different.
What different show? Do they send people down here to Earth?
Yep, not me.
Not you, huh? But you know about this?
Yep.
Well, that's fine. What do they do?
They have a competition.
Oh, there's a competition between the two. What are the Venus people? What are they trying to do, huh?
Take over.
They're trying to take over Earth. Well, what about the Mars people? What are they trying to do?
Take over. I'm trying to keep it running, I guess.
Mars? Is Venus the new attack?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then we get a little fear.
Right. That's the new attack, huh?
Yep.
Has anybody got one of your bodies on Venus?
Nope.
Nobody's got a body of yours on Venus. Okay. Anybody get a yes on that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Who did?
I think you're getting some of my fear.
Well, one of the outfits, well, what if... Which one's the most modern civilization? Which is the newest?
Newest is Venus.
Newest is Venus?
Yeah.
And Venus has had electronics down well?
Yep.
Other things?
Yep.
They operate in space, system space?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who's the referee in this fight, is there any?
When I get there, I am.
Yeah. You the referee in this fight?
Yes.
Does that mean you personally or Earth?
First thought I got on that was me.
You? Yeah. Who are you?
Okay, next thought is Earth.
Well, is it Earth or is it you personally?
I think it's me personally.
Okay. Good. Don't hold off for a while, will you?
All right. That's what I've been doing.
You're not kidding. All right. Now, the old cycle went this way. Fellow went back up here. And what did he do?
Get reborn.
He got reborn. What did his body animate or anything happen with it?
Woke up.
He woke up. Then what did he do?
This is where we begin to get questioned. I sometimes invalidate my own data on this.
Is this an area of confusion?
Yeah.
Oh, questioning is very confusing. Okay. Here then is his body awake. And now we got a report. And here you've got...
I seem kind of confused about what's going on.
Confused. On questions. Well, what do they do? What do they do?
They ask questions, and it seems to me that they should know the answers.
Yeah. What's the purpose in asking the question?
Confuse me.
Get you confused?
Yep.
That's right. Go to the head of the class. Okay. That's one of the first mechanisms in hypnotism, by the way. Get the subject confused. Boy, you really get dropped on it. All right. What's the next thing you do?
Back to Earth. Die again there. Die again there and come back to Earth.
Well, what's the procedure? Now, there's a little bit more to it, I'm sure. Just simply coming back to Earth.
Die again and come back to Earth. Select the body. Take over.
you get instructions, specific instructions on anything?
Yeah. What to do.
What to do? You get your... Are you stuck someplace, Miss?
Yep.
Where?
Somewhere in the middle of the instructions.
What do they do in the middle of the instructions?
That I guess they get confused.
They start back confused?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's that do to your confusion?
Really picks it up.
Yeah. And then what do they do?
They say to go.
They tell you to forget it or anything there?
Yeah.
Is there any command there to forget your past life that you've just lived?
Well, I get the first, beautiful first line of prayer. Coming in strong.
Coming in strong. What are you supposed to do? What's the prayer?
Like, well, I get it. I shall remember the Lord, take out all the days of thy life, and this or something or another. All everything will be hunky-dory and so forth. And this is the same one we ran into, or I ran into, in the middle of what I thought to be fact one first time.
Mm-hmm.
It tangled up with that.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of startled when I found out what it was I was remembering.
Mm-hmm. Well, does this knock out the past life that you just left?
No. Makes me forget it.
Makes you forget it? Why do you forget it?
Because I'm remembering to forget it.
Mm-hmm. You have to remember to forget it.
Yep.
What else do you have to do about this? Anything else? How about your skills? Location?
I have to relearn all this.
Oh, you're told you have to relearn everything.
Yep.
Great. Fine. I've reviewed questioning and told to relearn and be told to forget.
Seem to have been bothered some in this lifetime, though. I don't like school.
That's why, yeah, you probably knew all the same reactors. I learned arithmetic 100 times to get them to be off. You start to rebel. Somebody says 2 times 2, and you say it's 8. Or anything. Okay.
3.9.
What goes on there? You forget the... Get your past life and so forth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
I thought I'd get there, then down to earth and find a body. It's apparently been selected.
Mm-hmm. How's it selected? You give them a street number or anything like that?
No. Seem to be tuned in on it.
Oh? Tuned in on the body?
Yeah, a damn feeling I get is just about scooting in just about like an arrow. Floating right in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a homing pigeon, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Or a guided missile homing in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And there it is, right sex, right everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Fine. All tailor made. And what period in the development of that body is this?
Just before birth.
Right. Okay. But here goes the body to sleep again, huh? Or do you... Are you told you're dead?
No. Sleep, that's the only thing. Suspended animation, something like that, but not dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Never die.
Right. And then you depart, huh? How long are you there, generally?
Being back there?
Mm-hmm.
I guess 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. Not very long, is it?
Damn busy trip.
Okay, so here we go. And is that a specific time before birth? 10 minutes? 15 hours? 20 hours? 100 hours? 2 days? What is it?
10 minutes sounds about right.
About 10 minutes, okay.
Yep.
Okay, 10 minutes. This is about, what would you say the span is between death and birth again?
10 minutes.
About that.
Sometimes
15.
I'm in a hurry.
And this is great. Here we go again. That's interesting. Now, is there anything wrong that you're telling me about this?
Yep.
What's liable to happen?
I'm supposed to tell.
Who said so?
They.
They said so.
This is during conditioning.
Is this early conditioning?
Yeah.
Now, how'd you get into that rat race in the first place?
It was all part of an experiment which I'm interested in conducting.
Mm-hmm. Where were you?
In the universe. First flight over into the next university, something we ran about 5 to 6 ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right over into Mass Universe as an experiment. See what it's like to control things in the Mass Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Not to control them, but to operate. Get to know it better if you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't live without.
Mm-hmm. You're talking like this is a fellow's
problem. That's exactly the way I got it.
That is a fellow's problem. Okay. How did you get into this last 35,000 years? How long ago was it, by the way, when you met up with these Martians?
That's 30,000 years.
How long did you report back? When's the last time you reported back? Any entity or being that you saw? What's the last time you reported?
1 week ago.
About a week ago? Day ago?
A week ago. It just seems okay.
Yeah.
Well, you recall what I sent you up there the other night. That was a day ago, but a week ago it also happened.
Oh, it also happened
a while ago.
Sitting on it.
You've been doing things.
But I need to find a light. I find a light funny. Go on through the room.
Oh, no, that's a day ago.
Did you get a day ago? Find the body, go through
yeah.
the whole routine?
No, I didn't go through the routine, no.
Found the body?
Yeah.
That's right.
Found on waiting around.
Okay. Now, this whole cycle has been going on for a long time, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Would you sort of say you must be fatalized, proving indestructible to take all of it?
Yep.
You mean these operations and that and so forth aren't quite as important as that, really?
Nope.
Maybe you didn't fitness your first or anything else. Look how many times it could happen to you. Why? You think that would normally kill a person if you could fit anything else?
Try again. Kill a normal guy.
Now, here you have then your life, death, life, cyclic action. The various other periods that have happened in history similar to this are not too dissimilar. There's a pattern. Nest universe gets itself in a rut very easily, and so on. Now, in the Nest universe, various other strange things have happened to people, and what I pointed out on the chart is an extreme life cycle. This cycle is really much more important to an individual than many others, but it doesn't rise timelessly. It has characteristics of putting somebody on a time track, doesn't it? What we call it track one is important because it floats somebody off of the time track. Now, therefore, track one has a timeless characteristic. This thing has a little time characteristic. What happens when you do the same action over and over and over? You look up at the axiom and you find out that it's back to status. But each one of these cycles has 70 years. Now, do you consider this sort of status?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been on Earth? What are you already doing yet? You thought that. Now, what's this business about sin?
It's another group.
How'd you get caught in this? You didn't tell me to answer that question. How'd you get caught in this? Just lightly.
This one?
Yeah.
I thought you were just captured.
You volunteered?
Nope.
You captured?
Yep.
Well, what else do you think of?
You didn't even know.
You captured. Shot down there.
Smackdown.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, have you been free just before you were captured?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you been free for a while?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Proud of yourself?
Yep.
Did you know just before you were captured?
Just say that is yes, followed by a real big no, better not.
Okay.
Very good.
There's the machine.
Okay.
Now, who's this experience of Severin Tina? Somebody's talked up around here. Well, you can attend. I'll have to talk. Okay. Thank you very much. Now,
What did you do since the last time you were on this?
I've been doing some running.
In editing because of the consequent loss of continuity. The demonstration continues in a few seconds.
It's my way.
That's bad.
No, I think it's good.
Yeah, my way. 33 commanded by.
A man.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
Blog. I can't say it.
Well, you got a name.
Numbers there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything here.
Does it?
No.
Did it hear Arrow Hold?
No.
No? Arrow Hold. Never heard of one. Are you on Space Station 33?
I got a knowing yes and no one.
You're not supposed to tell, are you?
No.
Big
mm-hmm.
What's the matter with Arrow Hold?
He's a
trick. You don't like him, huh? Well, he's not the fellow on your operating board at 33. He's command of 33, isn't he?
Yeah, but
they
don't know anything.
He's command of your 56?
Yes.
Well, they don't know how to organize well, do they?
No, they
don't. They're working on Earth.
Any place. Long,
all right. picking up this story about the Zenith contact, what is the Zenith contact now? You've got Space Station 33, Space Station 56, the other space stations there?
Oh, yeah, about 200 of them.
200 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Which is central?
Well, one, they got the system worked up so it goes in odd numbers. 1, 3, 5, and then goes in the 23, 25, 30. I mean, it's set up on relays in the odd numbers. And then there's major relay points from...
What do they communicate?
Instructions.
Well, come on, give me a sample that's fast. give me a sample that's fast.
Well, it's terrific conflict here.
You want me to tell you a dispatch you sent about a half an hour ago? Oh, you didn't send one a half an hour ago. You sent one about 40 minutes ago.
About 20 minutes ago. I was still to sleep. I really did. While you were talking before.
Mm-hmm. Well, you concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
How
does it feel around your body? Well, being in such close contact, which I've never done before, it feels very odd. Like,
confusing.
Disgusting. I'm not quite used to it yet.
There's this Venusian effort mainly directed at a conquest of Earth?
Well, it's kind of indirect conquest of Mars.
Indirect conquest of Mars? What's wrong with Earth?
Well, it's more or less of a focal maneuvering point, you know, like they lose my arms or something like that.
Well, it's important to make
sense. Oh, only it's a matter of getting at Mars to the back door or sideways or something like that.
Nobody was interested in that,
right? No, not really.
What's the reason?
Boy, you're still a lady. I don't look at the dial.
Okay. Well,
I'm
Am I taking
information here that I
shouldn't
take? Oh,
nice
you are.
Well, believe me, I can take it.
I don't know if I can take this more than enough.
So you're operating directly contrary to orders?
Just about as direct as you can get it.
Mm-hmm. Earth is an important thing to Venus, isn't it?
Not to the catching and using it. It doesn't have anything to offer. I mean, it can't do anything. They're stupid.
Gravity's too heavy down here?
Yeah, but anyway, you could overcome that. It's just civilization isn't developed enough to make an impact.
What,
is it
prison time?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the reasons you shy off of it? Is one of your general orders not to land on Earth?
Unless necessary.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the general
orders. So, two people.
How long has it been
outstanding?
The order? Mm-hmm. Oh.
2,000 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 2,000 minutes?
That long? Yeah.
How about 10
minutes? More like 6 to 8.
Longer than you. is your concentration making you neglect the board?
Yeah.
Is there a cat sitting on that board?
Yeah,
I'm getting
counseled. You're clear. Drop the can.
Operator?
No, relay.
Well, you know the dispatches that come through there.
I say that there's confusion.
A lot of activity.
Two or three other groups are trying to come in, but the main central government group for the state is still pretty much functioning.
Do you have state language?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about it?
They feel we're getting too close.
Who's getting too close?
Going up against the communicated oath here?
Yeah. The bridge of oath, ethics, and anything else you want to call.
And of course, you say it against it. We're going to be fighting into some back and forth, what you think?
Yeah. You're kind of made with it, it's so to speak.
It's fighting, but.
Yeah.
When was it installed?
When I was first in the communication staff.
You can pay for this?
Yeah.
Well, is there any sex amongst these people?
Of a type, but not sexist anymore.
No. Do you breathe air? Up there?
No.
Do you eat food?
Absorbing is all I got, rather than,
So it works on the body?
Mm-hmm.
Your mind?
Mm-hmm.
What's the temperature in the dorm?
At 250 degrees.
280 what?
I don't know how to tell you. I guess you'd say centigrade. I don't know.
But you feel, how does it feel on your skin? You feel about the same as the room feeling on your skin? Cooler.
Mm. All right. It's also maybe a little warmer, but certainly comfortable.
That's more like that. What's on the back of the note?
Okay.
Nothing organic. What's the number of the patient on the back of the note?
33.
That's correct. Okay, so we close this group. And I wish to tell you that this is some of the action. This is some of the action in which we have been involved, and by the way, your answers are all correct. Very good. You probably would have been shot tomorrow morning if you'd answered otherwise. About auditing, not politics. And none of you people would, of course, be political pawns. Naturally not. And some of the things that you experience and some of the conflicts which go on would, of course, be completely unbelievable to many, since it's supposed to be that way. But an auditor can break through any of this, break through it badly. What will happen as a result of this? It's quite interesting. I would advise you, as soon as possible, to become as clear as possible, because, one never knows, does that. And it would be very, very nice to have on Earth a very sane society, a society constructive, and which was capable of carrying on without an impetus. And without orders from elsewhere. This would actually be just a monkey society. Nobody would ever take a hand, I suppose. But I'm not here to theorize, and I'm not here to guess. I'm just talking to you about Dianetics and Scientology. And what I know about these things is, of course, very slight. And I hope that you will invest quite a bit of time in auditing, and merely as an aside, in order to protect your pre-clear against suddenly having nightmares coming to start, regardless of whether you believe it or not, or there's any presence in it or not, I just encourage you to knock off those bodies that he has that are extra bodies elsewhere. It's not that it's merely upsetting to the Martian regime. It is not that it is very effective in restoring his health, but you certainly cannot expect an individual who is pinned down someplace and can be put under pain from a remote distance to become clear. So just encourage him to knock them off. Actually, they knock off relatively easily. The operation's been going on too long. And completely as a side, don't worry about flying saucers. Thank you very much.